It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, August 26th, 2020. Today is the birthday of American mathematician Katherine Johnson, born in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia in 1918. Her calculations of orbital mechanics as a NASA employee were critical to the success of the earliest U.S. manned spaceflights. She earned a reputation for mastering complex manual calculations and helped pioneer the use of computers to perform these intricate tasks. The space agency has recognized her historical role as one of the first African-American women to work as a NASA scientist. In 2015, President Barack Obama awarded her the Presidential Medal of Freedom. In 2016, she was portrayed by Taraji P. Henson as the lead character in the 2016 film Hidden Figures. In 2019, she was awarded the Congressional Gold Medal. She was born Creola Catherine Coleman, the youngest of four children. Her mother was a teacher, and her father was a lumberman, farmer, and handyman who worked at the celebrated Greenbrier Hotel. Catherine showed strong mathematical abilities from a very early age. Because Greenbrier County did not offer public schooling for African-American children past the eighth grade, the Colemans arranged for their children to attend high school in Institute, West Virginia. This school was on the grounds of the campus of West Virginia State College. She was enrolled when she was 10 years old, and the family split their time between Institute during the school year and White Sulphur Springs in the summer. After graduating from high school at 14, Johnson enrolled at West Virginia State, a historically black college. As a student, she took every math course offered by the institution. She graduated summa cum laude in 1937 with degrees in mathematics and French at age 18, and took on a teaching job at a black public school in Marion, Virginia. In 1939, after marrying her first husband, James Goble, she left teaching and enrolled in a graduate math program, becoming the first African-American woman to attend graduate school at West Virginia University in Morgantown. At a family gathering in 1952, a relative mentioned that the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics was hiring mathematicians. She applied and accepted a job offer with the agency in June 1953. For the next 33 years, she was an indispensable member of the NASA team. Catherine calculated the trajectory for the May 5, 1961 space flight of Alan Shepard, the first American in space. She also calculated the launch window for his 1961 Mercury mission. She plotted backup navigation charts for astronauts in case of electronic failures. When NASA used electronic computers for the first time to calculate John Glenn's orbit around the Earth, officials called on Catherine to verify the computer's numbers. Glenn himself asked for her specifically and refused to fly unless Catherine verified the calculations. She died at a retirement home in Newport News on February 24, 2020, at age 101. Following her death, Jem Bridenstine, NASA's administrator, described her as an American hero and stated that her pioneering legacy will never be forgotten. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 26th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.